Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we want everyone to go to heaven. So we're at least going to pray for every boy and girl, man and woman in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Everyone listening to this broadcast. And praying also, Father, for their past, present, future spouses, all the children they have now in the future and their family members, all grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members. By faith and agreement together, we're sending the Holy Spirit to convict every person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus Christ, please reveal yourself to each person, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman, and they would humble themselves before you, Father, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, being gloriously born again from above. And then, Father, we pray you get every person into a good Bible-believing teaching church that then be baptized in water, receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We pray for every Christian to become a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're crying out, Father, in Jesus' name, for every demon-possessed, demonizing, captive person to be set free. And yes, all the sick to be healed from every sickness and every disease, every infirmity. And we also decree over every believer here today, we're recognizing and receiving and walking fully in the blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. We declare we're righteous, we're rich, and we're healed in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it by faith. Now, Father, we want to pray for our country. We declare, God bless America. Heavenly Father, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We declare you're God over America. Lord Jesus, we declare you're Lord of our lives, our families, our churches, our states, and this nation. And Father, we are by faith calling this nation back to you, Father God. We call forth that end time revival, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, miracles, healing, signs, and wonders, and a great harvest for the kingdom. We're agreeing for that right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for and we bless your servant Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and all his cabinet appointees, past, present, future. And Father, we're praying for them, all their families. Any one of them that's not born again, we're praying for their salvation right now. Grant them repentance of sins and faith in Jesus Christ. We pray they're being Holy Spirit baptized and filled. We pray that your hand is upon them. And Father, whether they understand it or not, they're making all their decisions based upon the truth of your word and our Constitution. And Father, grant them great grace and boldness and protect them from wicked, evil people. Yes, Father, the left. Protect them continually in Jesus' name. Also, Father God, we want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We love the Jewish people. We pray for their salvation. We pray that you remove the blinders and scales off their hearts and minds and they would repent and receive Jesus as Savior and Lord and Messiah and be born again. We pray that it be Holy Spirit baptized and filled. We pray, Father, and declare that they have title deed to all the land of Canaan. Restore all that land to them, Father God. And we declare also, Father God, that you would, if anyone tries to harm the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, in any way, shape, or form, you would stop them. And if they persist in their evil, you would destroy them. Also, Father God, we pray your mighty hedge of protection, angelic protection about our power grid. Father, please protect our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Please protect, Father, our water tables, which includes the waters in our wells and city water. Please protect our food, our farms, our farmers, our food production plants. Father, we agree together right now, Father, you will allow no person, group, or nation to poison, hack, diminish, destroy, evil affect any of these resources. And if anyone tries to do them, you'll stop them dead in their tracks. And Father, continue to bless Donald Trump and the ICE agents as you continue to expose and remove out of this country every terrorist, every foreign soldier, every prisoner, every pedophile, every drug trafficker, every sex trafficker, everyone who has come into America to do evil and harm and wrong is being exposed, driven out of this country to return no more. And we also pray, Father God, and we pray that there will be no centralized digital currency until after the rapture of the church, and dollar bills and cash will be strong until that time. And Father God, we pray against that disease X that they're probably already trying to create and even make vaccinations for. We curse that wicked agenda of Satan and his kingdom and the left. There will be no new pestilence or plague, Father God, or pandemic come to America, at least until after the rapture of the church. We pray you destroy those viruses, destroy the scientists who are creating them to bring death and destruction, and expose this wicked plan and shut those people down. And we agree for that right now, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, evil people. They want to try to affect the next election. So just kill a few million people if they can. So we're believing that God's not going to let them do it. Thank you, Jesus. Also, as we're going to be talking about baptism today, but Perry Stone had a special little broadcast, and he had talked to a man who was his good friend. He talked about a meeting in a certain state with a bunch of pastors and political leaders, and the political leaders were warning the pastors that they needed to prepare their people for the disclosure that will be coming forth soon about aliens. In other words, about special craft that they have found that has no origin from planet Earth, remainders of non-biological entities, things like that. So that's going to happen. I've kind of tried to warn you about that. That's not people. It's not people from other galaxies. It's demonic entities at work in the world today, especially as we end the end times. So no, you have nothing to panic about. And again, if you don't believe in the spirit realm, well, you may lose your faith. And again, you never believed the Bible to begin with. Remember, Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the spirits of wickedness in high place, against rulers of darkness in high places. That is the truth. So there will be the manifestation of these demonic creatures, their craft, and other things like that. And it will freak you out if you don't know the Bible or you're in a bad church that teaches you that things like that don't really exist. And in fact, you don't even think the devil's a little person. Well, your faith is going to be crushed. But again, and these entities, when God allows them to appear, they will claim to have knowledge that is superior to ours, and again, they're demonic entities, to get people to follow them. And this may be part of the coming forth of the Antichrist also. So it's very exciting. Jesus is coming soon. So know that this is coming to pass. There will be a disclosure of a lot of the things that have been taking place that I've tried to tell you about. But some people don't want to listen and don't believe the Bible, and therefore they'll be terrorized. Well, you need to get right with God. Have Jesus, and you have nothing to fear. So I just want to help you out with that, okay? All right. Today we'll be in Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. Why do we worship Jesus? He's God. Well, of course we do. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and earth." Because he whipped the devil on the cross, Jesus has all authority now. Did you know that? We'll back that up with scripture in just a minute. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." That's the mission to the church. That's a mission to Christians. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." And what do? Once they get saved, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always Never forget that. Remember Jesus said in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So we may boldly say, the Lord is thy helper, and I will not fear what man could do with me. And that includes aliens. You need to hear that. I'm just telling you. And Lord, I'm with you always, even till the end of the age. Amen. Now again, let's back up. How on the cross, Jesus completely defeated, humiliated Satan and his wicked kingdom, a permanent victory. Again, Satan's not in hell yet, and Jesus has called us to be enforcers, to put on the whole armor of God and fight the good fight of faith and enforce that victory in this life. But let me share Colossians 2:14-15. Talking about Jesus' victory on the cross. Plotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. That's our Jesus. And having spoiled principalities and powers, that's the devil and his kingdom, not political, okay? He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them, and it is the cross. Through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, he defeated Satan, took back his legal rights, placed his blood on the altar in heaven, and eternal redemption has come forth for mankind. Thank you, Jesus. But the devil's been whipped. He's not in hell yet. And remember, we've got an armor, and we have to enforce that victory. But the thing is, Jesus does have all authority in heaven and earth. And he tells us to go and to teach. Now, begin, before you can teach people get and really instruct them, you have to tell them they need to get saved first. Remember, Jesus said right up front, John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, and he was talking to a religious person. Remember, you can be religious and die and go to hell because you're not saved. Boy, that's the problem today. Okay. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he could not see the kingdom of God. That means you can't go to heaven. You have to be born again from above. Now again, Nicodemus didn't get it. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water, and that's the natural birth in your water, in your mother's womb, and of the Spirit, that's born of the Holy Spirit when you get born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And then Jesus spells out, that which is born of flesh is flesh. Well, you've all been born in flesh because you were born from your mother's watery womb. You are born or you're going to be listening to my voice. But here's the next verse. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it willeth, and thou hearest the sound of it, but canst not tell from whence it cometh and where it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You know, you need to understand, the person of the Godhead that is actively involved in the world today is the Holy Spirit. Remember, Jesus said when he lived, he would send the Holy Spirit. And remember, as we pray every time we have the broadcast, we pray that the Holy Spirit would convict everybody of sin, righteousness, and judgment. It's the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God and through the prayers of people, that makes Jesus real and alive to people and gives them understanding of the Word of God. So praise God for the Holy Spirit. Yes, he uses teachers and preachers to share the truth, and the Holy Spirit bears witness of the truth of the Word of God, and people get gloriously born again from above. So you have to be born again before you get baptized, which means your sins have already been forgiven. You already have been regenerated by the Holy Spirit. You're a new creature in Christ, but now Jesus calls you to identify with him by being baptized, to publicly let the world know, I belong to Jesus, and I'm identifying with Jesus in baptism, which pictures his death, burial, and resurrection, but also pictures the wonderful picture of you as have died to your old man, old life, and now you raise up to serve Jesus as a new creature in Christ. So baptism is very important, and every Christian is called to get baptized. But again, notice that biblically there's three kind of baptisms. When you say three kinds of baptism, yes. Just before Jesus started his ministry, who was his predecessor? John the Baptist. He had a baptism preparing people from Jesus. Let's read about it. Mark chapter 1, beginning verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance, again, of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and they were all baptized by him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. Okay, this is not believer's baptism. That's the second baptism. That's one every Christian needs to do. This was a baptism of repentance, preparing people's hearts to receive Jesus, who showed up on the scene even during John's ministry. So it was a baptism of repentance, saying, prepare your hearts for the Messiah to come. And again, actually, John the Baptist baptized Jesus. And we see that later on in the scripture. But what I'm telling you is that was John the Baptist's ministry. We don't yet have a baptism of repentance. And yet, the truth is, when you get saved, because the Holy Spirit is convicting you, you do repent. There's no salvation without repentance, but John was having them doing a baptism of repentance to prepare their hearts to receive Jesus, who would come on the scene. So, in fact, the Bible makes it quite clear who has to repent. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, that means die and go to hell, but that all, every boy, girl, man, and woman on planet Earth should come to repentance. So when a person gets saved, the Holy Spirit has convicted them of their sin, that Jesus has been made alive and real to them, and they humble themselves and repent and receive Jesus and are gloriously born again. That all people have to repent. And another truth we need to just touch on real quickly. Well, I've repented and received in Jesus, so I don't guess I don't have to repent anymore. Wrong. Let's take an example of the churches in Book of Revelation. Remember, Jesus is already in heaven. The gospel of grace has been established. And Jesus writes a letter to seven churches. He says to the seven churches, here's who I am. Here's what I like. In other words, what he says, he sees in the church that's going on, he likes. But then he says, here's what I don't like. And do you know what Jesus says to the churches when he exposes something that's wrong? We'll just pick Laodicea, Revelation 3:19. Jesus says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Okay, I have to repent every day of my life for any sins of commission, omission, thought, word, or deed. When the Holy Spirit makes me aware of any sin in my life, or just to make sure I'm covered, I repent of my sins daily. And the Holy Spirit will gladly reveal to you what it is you said or did or didn't do that was sinful. So repentance isn't something you just do and get saved. You repent all the days of your life when you mess up. Now, if you don't mess up, you don't got to repent. But how many Christians never sin? Well, they don't exist, do they? Okay. So repentance, how you got into the kingdom, repentance and faith in Jesus. How do you live the Christian life? Repenting and continuing to trust in Jesus. That's an oversimplification, but it is absolutely the truth. So John had a baptism of repentance. Now we come to believer's baptism. What I just read in Matthew 28. It is an act of obedience. We do it because Jesus says to do it. Jesus says, you're not going to be ashamed of me. The first thing you do once you receive me is in a public setting, a church, at a river or whatever, you get immersed in water saying that you believe that I'm the Savior and that you believe I died for your sins and rose again. Baptism is a beautiful picture of what Jesus did for us, what we've experienced in our heart, and he says to do it. Okay? The first thing Jesus asks you to do once you repent of your sins and get saved and Jesus lives in your heart now, is get baptized. In fact, not just in Matthew's Great Commission, but also in Mark's Great Commission, Jesus tells us we are to get baptized. Here it is, Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Which means Jesus wants everyone to be saved. He already tells us not everyone will be, but he wants them to. It's available to all. That's good news. But verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. It's the believing not that'll damn your soul. But Jesus expects you, he who believes and gets baptized. And baptism, the word baptizo means to plunge, to immerse. Sprinkling is not in the Bible. It was started by, I think, a Catholic priest years ago. Not baptism. Doesn't picture the death, burial, and resurrection. Beep. Illegitimate. No, you get immersed. Baptismo, to immerse, to plunge. Do you get the picture here? Of course, I have to throw in verse 17 and 18 because Jesus says this to you and I today. And these signs shall follow those who believe in my name. They shall cast out demons. Yep. They shall speak new tongues. Yep. They shall take up serpents, anything that comes against you. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. I pray that every day. And they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You should be practicing that. Amen. That's what Jesus says. But again, what's the first thing? Once you get saved, is to get baptized. Believer's baptism. Great spiritual significance. In fact, let's kind of see the picture here. Jesus points in Romans chapter 6. Remember, Jesus, if Jesus says to do it, you're supposed to do it. And again, if your preacher is preaching the word, the first thing he'll tell you to do once you are born again and have had that experience with Jesus is to get baptized. That's here in Romans 6:3. Know you not that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Get it? Death. That's why you go down under the water all the way down and come up again. You're picturing, I believe Jesus died for my sins and rose again. Verse 4, therefore we are buried. Sprinkling is not getting buried. Illegitimate. Okay. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Notice verse 5, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, all the way under the water, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. You come up out of the water. You get the picture? I believe in Jesus. I'm not ashamed of him. And I'm getting baptized. And when I go under that water, I'm saying Jesus died for my sins and rose again. And I'm saying me, the old man has died and is buried. And now me as a new creature in Christ, I rise up and serve Jesus. And God blesses you for that obedience. And then it throws in this wonderful truth, verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is or was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So that's wonderful, isn't it? So I'm encouraging you, you need to get baptized, immersed in water, if you've been born again. It's the first act of obedience that Jesus requires for you and I to do as Christians. I'm not going to have time for the let's look at a couple of Bible examples. Acts chapter 8, beginning verse 34. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and beginneth the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. That's what all evangelists and preachers do. We preach Jesus. Okay. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Yes, I've trusted Jesus, the eunuch says. I've repented. I've trusted Jesus. Here's water. I know I need to get baptized. Verse 38, and he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water, okay, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. He immersed him in the water. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. Oh, that's a powerful scripture, translation glory, but we're not going to get into that today. That the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. So you see, legitimate churches preach Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection. When you repent and get saved and have that encounter with Jesus, the first thing you do is get baptized. Isn't that exciting? Maybe one more example. Acts chapter 16. Remember the Philippian jailer? Beginning of verse 13. And brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." You know, God loves saving everybody in the household. Have faith for that. And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in the house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his immediately. And when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Isn't that powerful? Because of Paul and Silas had been put in jail, they used that as an opportunity when the earthquake came to share with this jailer salvation, and him and his whole family got saved. And therefore, because they got saved, they got baptized and they became part of the church and grew in the Lord. Now that's how it's supposed to take place. Do you understand that? Every person who's born again needs to get baptism, and the only legitimate baptism is to be immersed in water. So, I pray for you right now that you will enter into that eternal covenant and salvation, repent of your sins, trust in Jesus, and the first thing you would do believer's baptism. Now, I really don't have time to get into it, but there's also the wonderful experience called the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking tongues and prophesying, which is very controversial. And again, having been a Baptist preacher for 22 years, Baptists do not believe that. Yet, you know, I found out mostly a lot of assembly and full gospel preachers were baptized, but then they got baptized in the Holy Spirit, so they had to stop being Baptist. Kind of a funny deal, isn't it? But I mean, that's the way it is, and that's kind of what happened to me too. Because you start talking about deliverance and healing and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and for whatever reason, people choose not to believe that, because, again, sad to say, they would have been taught that it was done away with. Isn't that sad? The thing that attracted me to the Baptists, well, we believe all the Bible and everything in it. Well, to a large degree they do, but then they explain away all this other stuff because, oh, that just took place back then. Miracles used to happen. No, they still happen. Oh, cast out demons used to happen. No, it still happens. Nine gifts of the Holy Spirit? Yep, still for today. Being baptized in the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, still for today. I've done it. I experienced. My family has. It's real. Okay. We don't have time for that, do we? About to close. Does Jesus live in your heart? Are you saved? Are you ready to go to heaven? Not. Let's repent. Jesus, I need you. I'm a sinner. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me in your precious blood from all my sins. I'm receiving you now. Please come into my heart. Please be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give myself to you completely now, Lord Jesus, my entire life, and I will live for you forever. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me now. Amen. God bless you. Be saved and get baptized.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.